That is Taylor Swift releasing her 11th era album, including 31 songs altogether after the surprise announcement, which has Swifties just about losing their minds. We have a Swiftie in here to really get to the core of how exciting.
You got
to
have a Swiftie. We got
this
an expert.
Is Veronica Raitt, producer of Blaine and Lauren on 96.3 WDVD. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how excited are you?
Oh, I have to process it a little bit still. I did not stay up until midnight and 2 a.m., unfortunately, because I have to get up so early, obviously. Right. But yeah, it's a lot to process. It's kind of really what I expected out of her with this album. They said it was a pop album, but very like a slow kind of pop album.
Were you shocked that there was 15 additional tracks, that there was a deluxe bonus here?
100%, yeah. She's been hinting, you know, Taylor is always about her Easter eggs. She likes to hint to her fans and make it a little bit of a game for us. And there were a lot of twos leading up to this album. When she announced this album at the Grammys, she held up the number two.
Yeah.
She had this pop-up in L.A. that had twos everywhere and 2 o'clock on the clocks in the videos that she was releasing days up before the album.
So Easter eggs everywhere.
Easter eggs everywhere. And she's been doing this really since 2006, her very first album. So this is very on brand for her. We didn't really know what the twos meant. A lot of people were hinting at the double albums, but nothing was really for sure. And I woke up this morning and I was like, oh my God, there's another album with 15 more tracks, which I haven't gotten a chance to listen to yet because I woke up in time to just listen to the first album. But so far, I really, really like the album.
What about the features on this album?
Oh, yes. So the lead single that she announced is Fortnite featuring Post Malone. Which is really fantastic, I think. She also features Florence and the Machine.
That's a great cut.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
That's the most upbeat?
The most upbeat from what I've seen is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Seems to be a little bit more upbeat, but the Florida one is also featuring Florence and the Machine is pretty upbeat as well. But it's fantastic as far, and it's for me, I have to listen to an album a few times before I can kind of get a grasp of it.
Right, yeah.
But from first listen, I really, really like it. It's really fantastic. And if you're a lyrics person, this is definitely an album for you because she is a fantastic lyricist.
Well, there's a ton of emotion in it, right?
You can tell. You can hear it.
This is based on what we think is the breakup of her and Joe Alwyn, who she's dated for 6 years. There are some speculations that there are songs about Maddie Healy, who is basically what you would call a rebound after Joe Alwyn. And then there is a speculation that one of the songs, The Alchemy, is about Travis Kelce. But again, she's never going to confirm or deny any of this, but that's the speculation.
I heard But Daddy, I Love Him is an excellent track.
Oh, yes. That's a pretty good one. Again, I've only listened to these songs once.
Right.
But yeah, that one, again, they're all very lyric-based. That's kind of how she is. She's very, I think Taylor Swift is a person that feels a lot, and she puts it into her songs, obviously, because she's like, oh, I don't have enough music. I'm going to put out a double album because I just could not stop writing.
She's prolific. I mean, but on the lyric side, just a little flag for parents, there are explicit lyrics.
There are some explicit lyrics.
This is the second
lyrics,
album
yes.
where she's gotten a little naughty, and there's actually a Taylor F-bomb in there. I kind of went, what?
Yeah, and it's funny because in her Folklore Evermore era, there are some explicit tracks in that too. So yeah, be aware of that if you have kids listening.
Do we expect a tour after this?
It's hard to say because she has obviously the Eras Tour upcoming U.S. leg, the second U.S. leg in Indianapolis. So she's also going to Toronto as well, Miami. So she still has some spots or some upcoming stops in the North America. So it's hard to say if she's going to put these on her tour because, I mean, I went to the tour when it was here in Detroit. It's a 3.5 hour show. How much more can she add to it? So I'm not really sure.
Is the busiest woman in entertainment.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, she works hard, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how she sleeps because she has said that she has written this album as soon as she turned in Midnights, she had started working on the Tortured Poets Department. So to come up with that many songs in the 2 years span that Midnights has been out is incredible.
And
I don't know how she sleeps.
So if there's a little criticism, is that tolerated in the Swiftie world?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it depends on the Swiftie that you go.
It's a little too mellow and a little too downbeat, isn't it?
I was really surprised at how not poppy album or songs that were on this album.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely,
there's no brightness.
100%. And I had a feeling that was going to be the case going in. And I'm the one that will listen to any Taylor Swift song. So if I wanted to have a poppy song, I can just listen to Midnights. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
So, but yeah, it is definitely not a uplifting, but you know,
upbeat.
Upbeat album, for sure.
Well, you know, we all need some time to listen to the Tortured Poets Department and the anthology, and I'm sure you will be listening. Veronica Raids, producer of Blaine and Lauren, thank you.
Thank you so much for having
now
me
Now we
on,
don't
guys.
Sound clueless, which will be the title of our next album.
That's right.
Right.